She's a diehard Hawkeye fan.
But she keeps moving closer and closer to Ames.
The pride of Elkhart.
Mal the sports gal.
With Ken, Colleen, and Kurt on Star Winner 2.5.
Well, she's back. Good morning, Mal. How you doing?
I'm doing really good. I'm calling live from the Comando parking lot on 36th Street in Ankeny.
Just like good old times.
Back to your old home.
I went in there and they're listening to you guys right now.
Oh, hey. Whoa. Thanks. Thank you, shout out to them. Absolutely.
Uh-huh.
Thank you, Come and Go in Ankeny.
Do you know that Mal the sports gal is in your parking lot?
Woo! Maybe we could talk him into giving you a little broadcast corner inside the store.
At least free coffee or something.
Yeah,
that would be fantastic. And I'm the creepy car in the corner, and now someone pulled up to get some air, and they have headlights in my face. So that's fantastic.
Creepy car in the corner. Good for you. Hashtag life goals.
Right, yeah, no kidding.
Exactly.
Before I forget, because I always do, I'm sorry about that, Mal, but follow Mal the Sports Gal on Facebook. She's always putting good stuff up there.
Yes,
are you still putting the fantasy sports write-ups you do, some of that stuff? Are you doing some of that still, Mal?
Well, I'm not doing the fantasy write-ups anymore for Last Word on Sports. I'm just doing regular stuff, but I've kind of started a WordPress thing, and I'm going to start putting my own stuff on there.
Okay.
And I'll tell you one thing. The followers I got on my Facebook page, there are some loyal people, and there's some jerks, too.
That's kind of goes with the territory. Yeah.
I'm starting to figure that out. I got to get a little thicker skin from some of these crazy people.
Yeah. That's right. People that get that upset about football, you just got to let it roll.
Exactly. Good ones make up for it.
That's right. Also on Twitter, at Mal Sports Gal. Let's get to your picks this week. You're 3-1 on the season. Of course, you missed the Cy-Hawk game, but it was a close one last week. Hawkeyes, we'll start with them. They are, of course, 2-0, and at home tomorrow, final non-conference game of the season against North Texas.
Yeah, the biggest concern I have on this game is I'm actually going to the game.
Uh-oh.
Oh, are you going to jinx it? Or?
Yeah, and every time I go, except for one time when I just tailgated, they lose every time I'm at Kinnick.
Oh, no. Really?
I'm like bad luck, and I don't understand why.
And you keep going back?
That's a good question.
Well, there's beer.
There is beer. If they get down at all tomorrow, I promise I'll run out of the stadium. But I'm pretty jacked about going because last year was an old ankle injury. I missed out on some chances, and so I'm excited to go. And they're playing the Mean Green.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It reminds me of that. Remember that big wheel, the green machine when
yes.
you were a kid?
Oh, yeah. I remember that. I didn't get one.
I didn't either. All we did was just throw a board on a kid and use them as a ramp with our bike. Never got the green machine, but that's okay.
Yeah. Oh, man. Better than that kid.
Right.
Yeah, flat, manly or whatever.
Yeah.
But the thing is that the North Texas team we saw last time had what's his name? McCarney.
Yeah, Dan McCarney was the coach.
Yes, and the dry fit pants worked well for him that day. But the score did not, because that game, they got just slaughtered, and we haven't seen him since.
Right, yeah. He wasn't around much after that, was he?
No, no, he wasn't. Poor guy.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But the Mean Green, whatever, they're different than they used to be. They're allegedly better. They're really big on the time of possession. They like to control the clock. They have a very up-tempo offense now. They're going to try to wear the Hawkeyes down. And the Hawkeyes last week, I was just super impressed with Nate Stanley and the ability to get 5 touchdown passes. It's something we just don't see too often with a Hawkeye quarterback.
No, we don't. Never.
That's crazy.
It made me very happy.
Yeah.
My people at my party knew I was very... Well, that was a roller coaster ride game. But he was impressive, and I like the fact that we're not seeing the same receiver all the time. He's really mixing it up. And last year, I think there was only like 2 receptions from one guy. And it's changed. He's finding an open guy. He's obviously has some growing pains to work out, but he did great. Wadley did great. Butler had a great game. The defense looked good. I mean, they got worn down, and Montgomery kind of had his way with him there for a while.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't like that so much.
Mm-mm.
But I do think that that what's going to happen is they're going to try to start their game plan, the Green Machine is, North Texas, they're going to try to start their game plan in up-tempo and try to spread out the defense and do all this stuff, and it might look close for a couple minutes, and then I think the Hawkeyes are just going to end up going on a slaughter.
Yeah.
Yep. And they need to. They are, I think they're favored by like 21.
Yeah.
And I think they'll probably, I'm going to tack on 10 to that. I'm going to say they're going to win by 31 points tomorrow. They're going to put a spanking on the Green Machine or Mean Machine or whoever they are. But let's hope it doesn't rain.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
No. And I promise to bring good luck again to Kinnick.
All right.
Ken, Colleen, and Kurt in the morning. Star, winner 2.5.